The dogs are trained to look for lost travellers, and every day, in winter, they are sent out, generally in pairs. One has a basket of food and a flask of wine or brandy strapped to its neck. The other has a cloak strapped upon his back. Thus, any poor, fainting man whom they find may be at once supplied with food and clothing. If the man can walk, they lead him towards the convent, barking loudly all the way for help, and to let the monks know that they are coming back. If the man is so faint and benumbed that he cannot move, they go back to fetch the monks and guide them to the spot where he is lying. Sometimes the traveller is buried deep in the snow. If the monks were alone, they could never find him, but the keen scent of the dogs discovers him, and they scratch up the snow with their feet, and they bark and howl till the monks come to the spot. One dog is said to have saved in this way as many as 42 lives. Its name was Barry, and it was as ingenious as it was brave. Once a woman, who was going up the mountain with a little son, was carried away by a snowslip. Barry found the little boy unhurt, but cold and stiff. He managed, however, to get him on his back, and thus carried him to the door of the convent, where he was taken good care of by the monks.